to the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Kenny, good morning. So walk us through how you screwed this thing up with you and Drew.
Direct today.
Hey, I know how it sounds, but it's not that bad. God, is it that bad?
To me, it seems like it should have been at least kind of foreseeable, but how did y'all know each other?
Oh, she works with a friend of mine. She's great, man. Girl's gorgeous, personality to match, and I've been trying to figure out how I was going to get at her. I thought, okay, I can take her out like usual, or maybe I could try something a little more memorable.
Right. And you decided to go with, go ahead. I would like you to say it.
Yeah. I took her flying.
Yes.
But I don't think this was a bad idea necessarily. Like, I see where you're coming from, but...
No, see this. This is where we had some questions.
We did.
Because she didn't really specify in the email.
Yes.
And our imaginations were going a little bit wild.
Right. So when you say flying, you mean what? Like you want a plane?
A small plane,
ooh,
but yeah.
Small plane.
Well, congrats on your wealth, first of all. I mean, that's got to be sweet.
Dude, it's not quite like that.
All right.
You have a plane.
Yeah, whatever you say.
How is it not like that?
Well, it's more of like a family plane, right?
Okay.
I mean, my dad flies. Both my uncles fly. We've always had a few small planes in the family.
Oh.
This one, it's a beater, but it's just your typical single engine plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's something you take out. It's a passion I've always had. I love it. So I'm thinking... That'd be a cool time. Take her up and, I don't know, head out over the hill.
Right. Okay. So just so I ask, there's not like a special type of flying you do or something. Like it's not like a lot of ups and downs and flips and stunts and things.
Or you don't like jump out of that same plane at some point.
Is that involved?
Yeah. I mean, there are some ups and downs, but no, generally I'm not trying to set speed records or anything like that.
Okay.
Or break the sound barrier or whatever.
Not in that plane.
It's crazy.
Great.
Right. All right. Okay.
Not that one.
All right.
You're run of the mill flying.
Okay. Now was she into it? I mean, no, like no way she's interested as you are, but because you mentioned this is a passion thing, but like, let's be real. There's such a thing as fear of flying.
Especially in small planes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was actually worried about that in the beginning, claustrophobia, fear of heights. But she was actually very much down.
Oh.
She was excited, even. She was ready to go. We grabbed some lunch. And yeah, I was thinking, okay, off we go.
But no.
Off we go.
Clearly there's a problem here. So what happened?
Well, everything was normal. We were getting to talk and, you know, but then we hit some turbulence. You know, I really wasn't expecting her to get airsick.
Oh, no.
I probably should have been.
Mm-hmm.
It never even crossed my mind for some reason. I didn't even have bags or she ended up just like puking on the plane.
On a small plane.
Yeah. So what does that look like?
Like, smell like
all over the windshield. It's called a windshield, right?
It's a windshield, and I wish, but she, I guess it was, you know, a total reflex type action. She ended up going straight for her purse.
She ralphed in her own bag?
Dude.
She did, yeah.
Dude. Oh, no.
I know. Okay. I get it. It's embarrassing. And then we both had to kind of carry that around until we got back to the airport.
What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, we rode together, so I'm driving her home. And look, that part is completely on me, okay? She hasn't been returning my text since then, so I'm hoping this helps.
We're not, we can't be thrown out. A replacement bag.
No, we're not doing
for
that.
This, right? But
no,
that might help your case here, money bags.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. For the right girl, I am willing to do what I need to on this.
All right.
Okay. I just need her to, you know, help me a little bit.
Well, that we can do. We're gonna call Drew, and we're gonna see if we can put this thing back together. Let's come up next on Frito and Katie.
This is the second date update on Y100.
So Kenny and Drew. went out
flying.
He has a plane.
Yeah,
it's a family plane.
Did you catch?
He said they had planes.
Planes. They're like rich. Plural, like, and again, it's like pilots or something. And again, it's fun, but not for.
And it is kind of how it goes. Like in pilot families, they're like all pilots.
They are. It's a.
They all learned how to fly, and he thought Drew would be into it. Turns out she was. She was excited. Everything was good until they got up in the air and she got airsick and she threw up in her purse. And so now he cannot get her to call him back.
Right.
Probably something to do with that. But let's get her on the phone and find out for sure. See if we can't rectify this. Hey, is this Drew?
Yes. Hello. Hi.
Drew, don't be nervous, okay? We're Frito and Katie from Y100, the radio station. We're calling you with this date night package that we like to give away. It's an amazing little thing. Because you actually get to pick whatever you want to do and where you go and all of that, okay? And we pay for everything.
Wait, oh my God. No. Please, like, is this Kenny, isn't it? You're joking, right?
Yeah, that's
it's a
reaction.
Right.
Hard to read.
I mean, yeah, but look, like, is he mad at me about the plane thing at all?
Am I bad?
Oh my God, are you serious? He's on here too?
Yes. Well, yes.
That's like really embarrassing right now. Like, what all do you all know?
At this point, pretty much everything.
Yeah. Like, yes. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I mean, just look, like, no girl wants to vomit and, like, throw up on the first date, you know, or ever, really, especially not on a date, you know?
Right. No,
I'm with you there.
Okay, so minus that, and then, well, yeah, ruining a bag.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's all great besides the point. Like, he's a great guy and he's got this really dry sense of humor. Like, he had me cracking up the whole time about this whole space thing.
What whole space thing?
You know, Kenny, the raffle your friend told you about. Y'all, this like fool was over here acting like he was gonna go to space or something.
I was, because it wasn't a joke.
What do you mean? Of course it was.
Hold on. I think we're getting a little bit...
How rich are you?
Lost. Yeah, did we hear that right? You entered a...
Oh, my God.
A space raffle?
Yeah, what is this? Is that even the right term?
A space raffle.
Do they have that?
Funny. There's a raffle for a seat on a trip to space.
Okay.
And, like, what? It's for charity. Does that make it better?
I mean, sure. It's fine.
Like, it's just... Man, it's different.
You don't hear about space raffles all the time, Kenny. Oh, we don't.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So space is for rich people and crazy people. You're saying, like, you really want to go there. Like, no lie, like, you really want to go.
Good question.
Yeah, I've wanted to be an astronaut since I was, like, 5, okay? What happened to, like, curiosity? I get it. Maybe you're just not that adventurous of a person.
I got on the plane with you the size of a go-kart,
okay, that's
first
adventurous.
And foremost.
Yeah.
Now, I've got my limits, okay? I watch the news. I've got my limits. I'm just not insane, okay?
Okay. Why wouldn't you want to take this trip to space, okay?
Why?
What, the expense? Is it expensive?
No.
What if it's free? That's the whole point of the raffle. You're saying you wouldn't take a trip into space? No one gets to see that. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime chance. And I take my shots. No one would turn that down. Like, quit playing, dude.
Well...
Okay, so you're just gonna go up in a pod, and if something goes wrong, like, you're screwed. Like, you're absolutely, like, screwed.
1,000% yes.
I fly planes. The risk is the same. Things can go wrong there, too. Did you assess those risks when you came on the beater?
Quit calling it
beater. You can survive, hopefully, a plane crash, but no one serves... five space up there, okay? Like, do you watch movies at all?
Seriously,
I think some people do survive space.
I don't get this angle. Like, you're acting like I'm crazy, but this is a joke, right? You guys, this is a bit, right? You're all in on it. I mean,
what?
You can't be serious. Who says no to space? Like, no one's that boring. Come on. If you had the chance right in front of you,
okay,
raffle, charity, you take it. I think anyone would.
Look,
this is ridiculous.
Can we get back to the back to the point of this, back to the basics here?
Can we set you guys up with a nice night out
on the freaking ground,
and
preferably
this planet? Can we make that happen?
I mean, I feel like I need to come back down the planet after that conversation. There's a lot that's changed in the last 5 minutes, to be honest.
Cut the okay. If you don't want to date me, just say it. But it has nothing to do with space. Give me a freaking break.
Sorry for wanting to live an exciting life, I
guess.
Well,
I guess I'm boring. I'm not exciting because I don't want to go to space, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you. Toodly doo-doo.
All right.
Bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.